Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God's heart is blessings, bless upon every one of you. Truly, we do honor the Lord this morning. For every one of you, live in the chat room, live by phone, archives, or the podcast. May the Lord's riches, blessings, bless upon every one of you. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. For we are victorious and triumphant in every area of our lives because of what Jesus Christ, our Savior, done for us on the cross. Amen. Let's turn our hearts to the song. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you an honor. There's none like you know well. We worship you. We make a cognizant decision to worship and to magnify and glorify you. Look at my sisters and brothers out loud in the chat room, live by phone, archives, or the podcast. Bless their homes, their families, their ministries, whatsoever you have charged their hands to do in this end time hour. Father God, I ask you to bless as only you can. I ask you to anoint as only you can. I ask you to set free. I align my faith with those of the household of faith of you. Father God, that we will be totally, completely, and permanently delivered and set free from the attacks of the enemy, of the adversary. We will remain vigilant. We will remain focused on you. We know that you are well able to deliver us and to set us free. And so, Father, we thank you that we are already victorious because of what Jesus Christ done for us on the cross. And we thank you for the manifestation that you are destroying every work of the enemy out of our lives. We give you praise and glory. Now, it's in the matchless name of Jesus we pray. We ask you to anoint our lips of clay. Let the word that you want decreed and declared in this hour to go forth unhindered. Fall on good ground that your feet may grow and remain. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for this platform. I thank you for this opportunity to decree and to share your word. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory. It's in Jesus' name. Bless us on this week, oh God. We ask you to go before us. Make every crooked path straight. We ask you to shut down every plot, trap, snare of the enemy and adversary. We ask you to quicken our discernment of spirit. We ask you to help us to hold our tongue, that we won't be like Lot. We won't be like Lot's wife and look back. But we ask you to hold our tongue, that we won't be able, that we will not be able to curse you and die and curse our situation and our blessings and our prophecies and die. But instead, we want to thank you for the prophetic word that you have decreed over our lives, because we see the manifestation of it. We see the beauty of it. We see it growing in a harsh environment. Hey, glory to God. We see the beautiful greenery of our future growing in a harsh environment. And so we thank you that we will soon tangibly hold the harvest, and we'll give you the praise and the glory and the honor. We thank you for our Boaz. We thank you for our Ruth. Those of us who are waiting for our Boaz, those of us you have showed us for our Boaz is all. We thank you, Father. You're not a man that you should lie, nor is your son a man that you should repent. Is there anything too hard for you? No. We're going to rejoice, and we're going to glorify you, and we're going to magnify you, Lord. We're going to thank you. We're going to do as Abraham, your friend. We do not think it is impossible for you. You are the God of the impossible. Father, those of us who have been in the constant surveillance of the wicked and the human agents of Satan, we ask you to shut down all the dark entities. We ask you to shut down all those dark demons and witchery and witchcraft and all the garbage. And Father, we place upon us the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, our waist with the belt of truth, our feet with the glorious gospel of peace in our hands with the sword, which is the word of God. Thank you for teaching us how to fight, teaching us how to walk properly. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor that this battle is yours and you will be glorified and magnified. How did they overcome? They overcame by the words of the testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So we thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to praise and thank God for every one of you who have been with us. Amen. We have been here for 5 years. Amen. The year of grace. Amen. And April was the fifth year. Amen. I wish we brought it to our attention, because we really didn't realize what We give praise, O Lord. We have been under attack of the enemy. Amen. But know that whenever you do and whenever you are in the will of God for your life, the enemy will come at you. But know that you are already victorious and triumphant, and Satan is already defeated, and so there's nothing that he can do to you that he hadn't gotten permission. So know that you are already triumphant, you are already victorious, and that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God's word is alive and well. And he's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should obey. Has he not spoken and will he not do it? I don't care how hard it looks. I don't care if somebody is holding your spot and they know they're not supposed to be there. God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly below all we can ask or think. Now, we're not talking about doing things out of the way here. But when God has decreed a thing over your life, it's done. That's all we're going to say. Now when God decree a thing, it's done. Now, I'm not talking about you going out and running around trying to get this and that. There's somebody else that, no, that's covered. No, we're not talking about that. But when God has decreed a thing, thank you, sis, for an example. Let's take our mind's eye, if you will, to Samuel, chapter 16. The prophet Samuel is weeping, he's grieving in his spirit because the Lord has already rejected He has rejected Saul. Why? Because Saul was disobedient. Saul wanted to do things his way. Saul lied. The Lord told him to kill everything. But he lied. Like Samuel said, what is this I hear in my ear? Hey, the bleeding of sheep. In other words, you lied. And the Lord allowed the sheep to bay and lied on him. So he lied to God. So God took his presence. Say, Lord, whatever you do, please don't take your presence away from me. The Lord told Samuel to stop crying. What you crying for? I already picked me a man. I got me a man after my own heart. What was God saying? He's saying, I have someone that will praise me and worship me in spirit and truth. Even in their frailties, even in their mishaps, they still praise and worship me. That is why Hebrews tells us to do what? In the last chapter of Hebrews, give God the sacrifice of praise. My sisters and brothers, when you realize what Jesus did for us on the cross, you will have no reservations of praise. I have been through some situations here lately to let me know Satan don't give a hoot about you already in pain and agony and crying. He don't care. Ain't no caring in him. He's black. He's dark. Just like there's no darkness in our Lord and Savior, our Heavenly Father, there is no light in Satan at all. That is why the Apostle Paul says, isn't it not strange when his apostles appear as angels of light? And I'm here to tell you, my sisters and brothers, in this hour, you got to have a discernment of spirit, Father, and I can stir up the gift of discernment of spirit in your people. And the baby saints, praise my God, the baby saints that don't know, oh God, cover them, protect them, shield them, give them a hunger and a thirst and a desire to seek you as never before. They're going to need, oh God. My sisters and brothers, what's about to be released on this earth? You better take these few moments of downtime and seek God like never before. Read your word, get that word down in you like never before. Because I'm here to tell you, my sisters and brothers, what the Lord just allowed me to walk out of. My God, and if it wasn't for God, ain't no waste. I be talking to you on the phone, giving you some smithering of encouragement. Satan is going for the jugular, and the body of Christ has come to let. As the Lord told me years ago, the wicked one has rocked the church to sleep. Do you hear me what I said? Like a parent that rocks their baby to sleep, Satan has lullabied and rocked the church asleep. And while he's rocking the church asleep, he's putting forth his demented plan. And I tell you, my sisters and brothers, it is horrible. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to be here. Keep that oil in your lamp and come what you got to make up your mind right now. Say after me, say that. Well, come what may, I'm going to hold on to Jesus. Hold on to him. You're going to need him. I have never seen such stuff in my lifetime. People don't even know you. You minding your business. You living a holy life like you always been living your holy life the way the Lord constructed you. These devils, they get mad. And they're going to make you do. And then they use their witchcraft to try to hide, to do their dirty work against you. You want to know why a lot of these crimes and things are not being solved? They use witchcraft. They still doing what they're doing, but they use witchcraft to cover them up and to hide because they don't want to go to jail. But I command it all to fall apart. There's nothing new under the sun. We expose it. We are no longer ignorant concerning the devices of Satan. So, Father, we ask you right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Savior Jesus Christ, who naturally destroyed all the works of the kingdom of darkness. We ask you to expose every witch, every wizard, every warlock, all the underlings that they're hiring to the proper authorities that will not fear, buckle, or bow down and arrest them for what the wickedness that they are. For we know you are a rest. You been wondering why all these murders been going for and they can't never find nobody. Those are demons that have come forth in human form. I know what I'm talking about. I don't say nothing that the Holy Spirit don't give me authority to say, and I hadn't walked through. I am not fake. I am not false. I am truth. Know what I'm talking about. And you think you walk around here talking to human beings, them are demons. I hear the Holy Ghost say Genesis 6. Remember, they've been here longer than you have. So they know how to change in and out. I know what I'm saying and what I went through. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. You're going to need the paraclete. He will walk you through this thing. He'll keep you in your right mind. I tell you, you'll be thinking, wait a minute, I know I'm losing my mind. I know I'm not seeing this. I know I'm not going through this here. And the Holy Ghost will say, just keep calm. Just keep on walking. I got you. But you're human and you get frustrated because you don't want nobody playing you. They're punks. But yet they ain't punks, they demons. I'm talking about demons in human form walk around. That's why a lot of people that's being killed. The killers can't be found because they demons and they live in hell. I'm not talking about, I know what I'm talking about. This was not on my itinerary to speak on. But somebody, the Lord gonna see, he gonna need some deliverance. They've been thinking they've been losing their mind because it ain't being preached or taught over the pulpit. But I'm telling you, my sisters and brothers, we at the time now, we wrap back at with the time with before Jesus came. But praise be unto God, Jesus came. We under the blood of Jesus Christ and everything. You got to keep that in the front of your eyesight 24/7 every minute of the second. You got to decree the word. You got to know the word. You got to have the word of God down in you so deep. You got to decree that thing. You got to walk in that thing. You got to believe it. You got to know 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 it. You got to live it. This can't be a mind thing. You gotta be a mind, body, and soul and love the Lord with all your might. And the closer you get to the Master, he's gonna allow you to go up into the wilderness just before you begin to walk into your purpose that God has charged you, and just before that prophetic promise that he promised you, you about to hold it. He's going to allow you to go through the fire. I know what I'm talking about. Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro. You darn skip it. They didn't bow. And you got to make up your mind, body and soul and spirit, that come what may, I am not bowing to nobody but thy Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my heavenly Father, Yeshua. You gotta know that you know that you know that you know that you know. And you gotta tell that devil and his underlings and his hirelings, I don't give a rat, I am not bowing. And then Satan to get so he'll send legions at you, at your soul. I know what I'm walking through, and I'm gonna write the book. So somebody else going through this thing, and they think they losing their mind. Yes, you say. Yes, you sanctify. Yes, you filled with the Holy Ghost, and yes, you've been walking with him. And yes, that what you see it is true. That's why it's so important that you have a relationship with the Master. So you'll know his voice. He told them, Sadducees and Pharisees, it ain't for you to know. Because you ain't mine, you don't belong to me. But my sheep, they know me and they know my voice. You got to know his voice. Yes, he said he'll never leave you, fail you, or forsake you. Yes, he said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But he didn't say it wasn't going to form, and he didn't say you weren't going to feel it. Yes, he said. What did he say? He said, you go through the fire, but it won't kindle you. What that said? You're going to go through the fire, but I ain't going to let it burn. So away with this stuff talking about when you get saved, you're going to go through that. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I don't know what tree they fell from. If the Master himself went through, what you think you hear? He said the servant is not greater than his master. And then he said, many things I want to share with you, many things I want to tell you, but you can't deal with it right now. This thing is serious. And if you ain't serious with the Master, you just need to hurry up and just throw in the towel. There ain't no straddling the fence. You can't keep the Lord on no ring dial. That's the problem also. You want to keep him like he a sugar daddy. I keep him on number three. So when I get into tight, I just dial number three, and then he'll come now. The children of Israel just dial that too. Oh, we'll call on the God of our fathers. And so they made this loud noise. It rattled the enemy for a second. But the enemy know who's real and who ain't. So you keep holding your peace. You just keep on going through. Because sooner than later, God's word gonna stand. Satan come at the word that's in you. If you didn't have no word and you didn't have no value, you wouldn't be coming at you. And I'm talking to myself this morning. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because I tell you, everybody hollering about, I want to go to a new dimension. I want to go to a new level. I want to go to the. Do you know what you just said? I want to go to a new level. I want to go to a new level. Ooh, new level, new level. Do you not know what you just spoke? Now, if you know what you just spoke, and you know what that entail, will tell you the power to you. But I tell you, there cannot be no fear. That's why I love me some Caleb. I love that scripture where he states that he said, give me this mountain. I may be 86, but I'm 16. He did not doubt God. He didn't talk at the side of his neck. That's another thing. Too many fat talking at the side of their glassed necks. That's why the Lord say, let your yea be yea and your nay nay. Can't count on you for a fleet, let alone a tick. Oh, if the preacher said you darn skippy, I could have said something else. The Savior can't count on you for nothing. But then every time he raises up somebody that's doing, you always got something to say about something. Shut up and sit out somewhere. Get out the way. Or he gonna move you out the way. Just holding up space. And then another thing. Yeah. Satan, you should have let me die. You should not have messed with me. Because I ain't scared of you. My commander in chief told me not to have no fear. Because the fearful are going to have their own place in a lake of fire, and I ain't going to no blessed lake of fire. The devil is a liar and his whole entourage. I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. Whether you want to receive it or believe it or not, I know who I am. And I know whose I am. I know who with me. I know who I talk to and who talks with me. I know who been holding me and keeping me together. I know who been fighting for me and yet fighting for me. And I know who gonna let me see the dead bodies. He ain't never lied. He let the children of Israel see the dead bodies. He gonna let me see them. He's a just God. And he's my daddy. And he's the lover of my soul. And he's my husband. And he's going to make sure I eat and plenty and be satisfied. And he's going to restore the years that I've been hijacked and stolen from me. And sabotaged. Father, I decree and declare that everyone who's been going around mountains all their life seem like their whole life is been stolen from them. They be going through one thing after another. They think they got a friend. Friend come steal this, steal that. I shook that demon down. You ain't stealing nothing else from my brother or my sister. Old envious, jealous demons that sent from Satan to keep you from fulfilling your promise so you'll stand before the Lord. And he'll say, what you did? You say, so and so. But we take the foot of the Holy Ghost and we kick every demon out. And we got the angel with flaming sword that's here with us, who uphold our faith in the presence of our Heavenly Father. And we ask the Lord to give them command to fight and kill every demon. Put them on lockdown like they is in Jude. Clear the way so we can fulfill our purpose and promise, so we can stand before you and hear you say, well done, so we can gather in the souls, the harvest. We ain't got no time to waste. We got no time to be shucking and jiving. Either you with him or you're not. Either you love him or you don't. And get him off ring, doll. He ain't no blasted sugar daddy. You love him. Children of Israel thought that too, but the Philistines was after them. They ain't even called on them. They ain't even talked to them. They ain't even said we love them. They ain't said nothing. And then all of a sudden, oh, we'll call on the God of our fathers. You can tell if somebody in a real relationship with somebody. This is how they conversate and how they talk. Hubby, what is that mess? Wifey, no. You can fake with yourself, but you can't fake with these. Hubby and wifey, no, get that mess out of my face. There's a certain degree in decorum with the children of excellence in God. And I ain't stomaching nothing just to put up a front in the face. I'll leave in a minute. There's been a lot of these children that ain't married, and I don't blame them. Because they know what they've been married to. PK kids. They be like, fake. Because they parents be fussing at each other at home. They don't even eat together. They don't do nothing but yet at church. Oh, this, oh, this, this. Like, y'all shut up and sit. That's when the children don't pay them no attention. You got to live holy and right. And then they got nerve to get up to my... What God put together, let no man put us up. That's the problem. God ain't put it together. You would have, you got some advice from preacher so-and-so. And he was old. Well, you know, you just have to do the right thing. Oh, okay, then what about y'all pay child support? No, anytime I did, go ahead, man, no. I'll pay child support. I'll take care of my responsibility before they get locked down with somebody. Now the devil is a liar. Because a lot of these folks, they demons sent by Satan to mess up your life. They keep the real one from being married to you. I know what I'm talking about. God himself taught me. A lot of this stuff are they throwing up in God's face, talking about what God put together and no man puts asunder. All these fake phonies, so-called husbands and wives and marriages is crap. No, you sticking there because you done been there all this time and you done invested all that money. Just be real about it. It's money. That's why you stick it. That ain't got nothing to do with no love. And that's a lie. Ain't no way. Mm-mm. Keep the money. Keep the house. Keep the job. The same God who blessed me to get that time, he blessed me to get it again. I ain't staying nowhere to die. Wasting all my years and time with somebody that I can't stand to look at. just so I can keep a position. The devil is a liar. You marry him. You stay with him. I'm gone. See ya. No, ma'am. No, sir. Now, you know, starting over, you don't skip it. Thank God for a second, third, fourth, fifth time. I have some peace. Y'all better wake up. Satan laughing at y'all. And yet, stealing your life, stealing your time. Well, I've made my bed. I might as well just stay in it. And everybody else got used to him and the whole. But let them marry. Let them marry him. But I ain't staying there. That dog ain't gonna bark, let alone hunt. And wag his tail either. Nah, get the hell on. You better make up in your mind. I know what I don't want. No way. No. All these folks together just in name only and passing it off as love and all this kind of stuff. And then when you get, they don't even have no conversation no more till the next Sunday. And in front of y'all, nope. Ooh. Too much fake and phony in the house of God. That's why he said judgment will be in this house anyway. A lot of these so-called marriages, Lord, ain't even looking at them. I know what I'm talking about because he told me himself. You don't believe me? Take it up with him. He'll tell you. That's why Moses was married again. And as humble as Moses is, you know he consulted with God. And God gave him the permission to. That's why when you look at the text, it say, Hussar, the first one that tried to slither back. I don't know what I'm going to say because he obeyed God. And she took the foreskins and threw them at him and called him something out of his name. That was the end of that. God don't have you to stay nowhere. But you're going to be disrespected and mistreated. You better detox your life. So you can move forward in the things of God. I don't know who this is for, but I receive it for myself. I refuse to stay anywhere and die. Just so I can get some accolades from a so-called history. Yeah, he's not really gone because I'm the senior bishop over so and so, so I can't do this, I can't get no divorce, I can't do that, but you're miserable. And then when the Lord send you the one who he have for you, and you know it deep down in your toenail, God done revealed it to you, that he's the one, she's the one. And then even God even made a way for you to go ahead and end it. You're going to go by them fake tears from the snake. said, you know, we didn't have this house. Honey, you could have a house, the cat, the dog, the flea, the tick, the powder that kills the ticks. I ain't nowhere. I don't give a rat's ass about what people think. The Lord bending me with me from the pen of man. People don't give a rat's behind. I'm so thank God that he has raised me the way he did. So wherever you finna put me at, I don't care. As long as I can get a prayer through to my Father, that's all right with me. Because when I was hungry, nobody feed me but my Savior. When I was walking in the rain with bags in my hand, ain't nobody cared but the angels. When people walk past me and let and see me walking in the street, see me walk out, instead they stand up and splash the water on me. Don't tell me I did it, Lord, and they going straight at you. Don't tell me nothing. I don't hate them, but it is what it is. It is what I went through. I know what the Good Samaritan, the little fellow that was laying there. And then you still have to be careful with people who come with you with talking about him. They come with agendas too. Bunch of demons. They see an opportunity to cut your throat and take what you got. Bunch of demons and devils. Don't tell me nothing about folks. But what I love about the Lord, before he send you anywhere on your assignment, he will make sure that you are thoroughly equipped. So you ain't got no waste of time. Everything that you have walked through, that God has walked you through it, it is for your purpose. So when you get to the place called there, you can be able to abide in the place called there. Because getting there is one thing, but abiding is another. And you won't be easily taken in. Because your discernment of spirit has been so sharpened at the backside of the desert when no one else was around, that you don't care if they come out smelt down with gold. You know your Holy Ghost voice, and he gonna speak. And whatever he speak, that's settled. Next. You don't tell me. Smiling in your face with a dagger cutting you at the same time, and want to make out like you the one that's crazy, but yet they the one doing you. Oh, honey, yes. Evil dead and low down. Bunch of cutthroat. I ain't just talking about strangers either. I'm talking about so-called family folks. They had that too. Absolutely. Saul was crazy as hell. Filled up with demons and jealousy and envious. Cain was envious and jealous. The Sadducees and the Pharisees, human agents of Satan, coming against our Savior. Nebuchadnezzar, full of hatred. But the Lord has a way of shutting down everything. The plot, the plotter, and the trap and the snare. Oh, he has a way. Now, you know who's going to say, remind him of Haman, what I did to him. Coming against my children. He had the audacity to build some gallows. Had the plan to hang Mordecai, God's prophet. Remember, Amos, we are his friends. So he is Slytherin bastard. I ain't called him out his name. Hebrews say he a bastard. And that's what he is. So here this bastard is going around tricking the king into signing papers. Oh, they know how to get the opposition. So they can get their agenda across. So they can be legalized. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You revealing some things here. I thank you. Remember Nehemiah and Ezra? They were about the Lord's business. They come Satan and his human agents. But they try to be smart. They use big words because they ain't no position. Because they want to cover their back. But yet they want to still get rid of you and do you dirty. Oh, but the God that we serve is able. So those of you who are going through and think that you ain't going to get out of this, God said he got his children out before, he won't do it again. Ain't enough dust, ain't enough power, ain't enough paperwork. And watch how smooth he delivers you. They were praying and praying and praying. They had Peter all on lockdown on both sides. And Peter was asleep because he knew who had him. So I'm here to tell you, just sleep, honey. Just rest. Just laugh. Let them run their ass and ass in the Bible. Let them run their tails here and there. Because that's all they doing, chasing their tails. Because when God gets tired, that's why in Psalm 37 it says he laughs at them. You under the Abraham covenant, honey. And then they got nerve to try to get a scripture and quote. I told that devil, I said, for you got you a scripture. That don't mean a hill of a beam. Many devils in hell with scriptures. It still don't negate who you are, you witch. So you just keep on walking through it. Because you ain't crazy, you ain't senile, and you don't have no blessed amnesia, and you don't have no blessed Alzheimer's. You are in your right mind, you are fine. And your heavenly Father will get you out of this thing. Matter of fact, you're already out because Jesus said you already triumphed because of him. So just start praising him and rejoicing and laugh. Oh, they just digging up in your pad, getting this, gathering up that. Oh, they just gathering, gathering. Just let them keep gathering. Because you know who you serve got your back. And he don't sleep a slumber. And when he said no weakness and no evil to come to you, that's what he meant, that's what he said. When he said, touch not mine anointed, do my prophet on, that's what he meant, that's what he said. When he opened up the ground with corn, he still opening up the ground. Oh, there are many ways to open up the ground. He know how to get rid of your wickedness, get rid of your enemies. Now he gonna do it. Do you hear me what I say? Because you belong to him. You his, and he's yours. Saul of Solomon said, my beloved, oh yes, you his. And he don't play. Not on his watch. And his watch is from everlasting to everlasting. And old blasted demon gonna be bragging up in his face about God. He got over his turn. The devil is a liar and his turn is too. So Father, we thank you for waking us up, reminding us who we are and whose we are. We don't shuck and drive from nothing. You slithering devils. Thank you for reminding us that you got our backs. And we don't tuck tail and run. The demons tuck tail and run. So we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.